Before the show starts, make sure you visit the Breakfast Store for all the sweet breakfast merch, like the super comfy breakfast t-shirts and the very dapper breakfast coffee mugs. Go there now, breakfaststore.com.
Can I get y'all anything else?
Welcome to Breakfast with Brent Pope. I hope you saved room for dessert.
I'm almost full. Almost.
Who doesn't love dessert? You have earned this.
Breakfast.
Homemade pecan pie. I love it. Whatever happened to angel food cake? Any type of rhubarb pie. Rhubarb strawberry. Rhubarb peach. That's sour and sweet together. It's hard to beat. Who saved room for dessert? It's dessert breakfast.
I'll get that right to you.
So, Tommy, you're a big Christmas movie fan.
I love Christmas movies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you love the whole season? Do you love all the stuff?
I start Christmas around November 1st. As soon as, like, for me, Halloween, it hits midnight on Halloween night. I smash the pumpkins. I put out the lights. I hang up the wreaths. My beard turns from red to white. My belly remains jolly. I start wearing a red suit everywhere. My dog turns into a reindeer. Christmas for me is very special.
That's crazy because I would have said before this that I think that's too early, Tommy. Mm. But then recently, Tressa had been on this Murder, She Wrote kick, which is on the Hallmark Channel, which is Angela Lansbury. She plays a detective every week. She solves a murder, makes you think maybe she's the murderer. I don't know. Jessica Fletcher. Anyway, they've been advertising this thing. It's this Christmas movie, and it's like premiering October 30th. It starts the end of October. They're putting Christmas stuff already on Hallmark.
Well, now the Hallmark and Lifetime Christmas made-for-TV Christmas movies have become a bit of a parody of themselves. Like, you know, it's like they put out, I think they make like 40 a year. You know,
what do you mean that they're not like to be taken seriously as a cinematic experience?
As my friend Marty Scorsese says, they're cinema. I take them all in. I watch them all. You know, like, I remember one was, like, literally an ice sculptor's Christmas, and it was the story of a woman who makes ice sculpture. And it was 87 minutes long. You needed 7 minutes to show her sculpting ice, but then her ex-boyfriend from the city. They're all the same.
No.
The man or woman comes in from the city. They have a terrible boyfriend or girlfriend.
Yep.
The hometown person is like, meh, 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 meh. And then they're like, I didn't know you were still sculpting ice. I guess I never gave up on ice sculpting, unlike you, who gave up on me.
I always really admired that about you.
The Henderson family needs an ice sculpture done by tomorrow. I can't do it alone. I need someone else who knows how to sculpt ice, like you did. But I can't. My girlfriend has us going out cocoa tasting tomorrow.
I could never.
Jeremy, if you ever loved me, you'll sculpt this ice sculpture with me. What is it? It's an 8-foot penis. It's an 8-foot ice penis.
I think that's so ballsy.
Don't shaft me. Merry Christmas. All right, anyway.
It is the holiday season, time for merriment and girth.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry, Tommy's mom.
Hey, Mom, thanks for listening to everything. Yeah. So, anyway.
What are your favorite? What are your favorite customs that you personally do?
Okay.
What are your favorite movies?
I love giving presents. I love to give presents to people. I love to decorate a tree. I have two separate trees. Actually, I have three separate trees now. I have my main tree. You know, I have the tree that is canonically the MCU main. I have tree 616.
Okay. Yeah.
Then I have my Star Trek tree, which is where all my Star Trek ornaments go, because that tree was created out of necessity because my sisters, when I was younger, refused to let me put my Star Trek ornaments on the Christmas tree because they said it was, quote, nerdy. Then my sister, as an adult, gave me a little miniature Nightmare Before Christmas tree one time when I was feeling a little down, and she got it for me as a gift, and she shipped it out to LA, and it was a really nice present. So now that tree just means a lot to me, so I put that little tree up too. Yeah.
So what would be some of your favorite Christmas movies?
Okay. Well, first of all, we got the classics, right? We've got A Christmas Story. Love it. Wonderful Life. I can do, I don't do It's a Wonderful Life every year because it's a long movie. But
I find that one boring.
Yeah.
But
every once in a while, I get a little nostalgic for it. My mom still has a VHS player, and we have the old late 80s, early 90s Christmas, like when they would make Christmas movies out of popular TV shows.
Right.
So I have like the Elf Christmas special, and I have Pee Wee Herman's Christmas, which is a great one. There's like a celebrity filled variety show. Magic Johnson plays Magic Screen's cousin, which is great.
I'm right there with you. Christmas Story is great.
Yes.
I love Home Alone.
Home Alone is amazing.
Home Alone's really fun.
Elf is a modern
classic. Oh, that's
really
fun too. Yeah. I was a late comer to Elf, but it's really funny.
It's so funny. I mean, that character is so good. And the supporting cast, I mean, James Caan, RIP, he was amazing as the dad and, you know.
Right.
All of that. And then, you know, I don't sneer at more modern takes. I could do a Love Actually. I still love Love Actually.
Love Actually is really fun.
I mean, I know there are people that lean in too much and think they overthink Love Actually, and they try to dissect all of their relationships.
Oh, man, that was actually bad.
And how, each of these people are selfish or whatever. But I'm like, no, but people are flawed, and not everyone is a good person, and not everyone is a bad person. Like, some people are layered, and that's okay. The Family Stone is a sneaky Christmas good one.
What is that?
The Family Stone is Diane Keaton and Craig T. Nelson play the mom and dad.
Okay.
And then Rachel McAdams and, oh, God, who else? And Luke Wilson, and then I think Dermot
Maroney.
Yeah, he's in there, and he is dating Sarah Jessica Parker. And Sarah Jessica Parker is like a very uptight, like, you know, fancy gal, and like the family is just mean to her. It's funny. There's a lot of layers. It's one of those ensemble cast of, I think, God, is Claire Danes might be in it,
really?
I think. Yeah. It's a great cast. It's a really good movie.
Crazy good cast.
It's very emotional. It's very, like, you know, it's if you have, like, you know, if you're a sucker for those, like, families coming together and being there for each other.
Maybe. I just saw, it must have been last Christmas season, the one with Jimmy O. Yang.
Oh, yeah.
What was that called? Yeah. It was really fun.
Yeah, that was a really fun one.
I don't remember what the name of it is. It's on Netflix. Either. Look up Jimmy O. Yang.
Jimmy O. Yang. Killing It, just sold a show with Taika Waititi. Come on, Jimmy.
Ooh.
Jimmy, remember me from American Comedy Co. in San Diego? Hire me now,
remember
Jimmy.
When I towed your car on Silicon Valley?
He doesn't
Jimmy.
Know you. He doesn't know you. He doesn't care about you.
No, he doesn't. I actually had to tell him at the Clipper game. I was like, hey, I'm the guy that towed your car in Silicon Valley.
He's like,
we didn't have a scene together.
Yeah, he's like,
and he was like, take care of this guy. And I got beat to hell.
By Kawhi, weirdly.
By the Clipper spirit.
By what's that guy's name? Clipper Charles or Clipper Dan?
That guy, I think, is not allowed to go to the games now.
Yeah, because he turned on him, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
He turned heel.
Clipper Daryl. It's Clipper time!
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Later, Daryl.
Jimmy O. Yang. Nice guy. Really funny.
Oh, very funny, man. I'm sorry. There's another Christmas movie I was going to try and
see. Christmas with the Cranks?
Yes.
Transplants and Automobiles?
Oh, well, that's a Thanksgiving movie.
Is it?
Not a lot of people know that, but yes.
I guess it was snowy, so I just...
Not all snowy lands are the same. No,
Tommy, I have an offer for you.
Twas the Night.
Twas the Night.
Joe Gordon-Levitt, Anthony Mackie, Seth Rogen.
Okay.
Good one.
A couple jokesters think they're messing around and they mess up somebody's Thanksgiving. It's called the Christmas Turkeys. Would you like to do the three of these?
Yeah.
I'd like to sign you up for three of them.
I would love to. Also, don't sleep on the Princess Switch, okay? I know it's a Netflix thing. Vanessa Hudgens, beautiful. I love the Princess Switch.
Look, they're predictable, but they're fun.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're like, you don't see the Switch coming.
No.
Or do
she's
you?
Not going to switch again.
I mean,
well, when they start doing sequels, they're like, there's no way she's going to switch again. That's
right.
Crazy. That's madness.
Like everybody knows it already.
There's too many Switches, and then they find another way to get another Switch in.
That's right.
God bless.
Enjoy breakfast with Brent Pope? Help support it by buying some awesome swag like the comfy shirts and the beautiful coffee mugs. Go to breakfaststore.com.